is the sixth and still counting the number of judgment debts government has to pay to a number of institutions and organizations. A financial consultant, Gilbert Kojo Akpabli, has been studying the trend of contracts and says government has to pay 860 million Ghana cedis plus other charges to Bank Switch Ghana Limited, whose contract to provide customers valuation software to assist SEBS in revenue collection was given to GCNet in 2009 without any formal abrogation of the contract. Doreen Ampofu and Ruby Papa have filed this report.
Mr. Akpabli, a specialist in revenue mobilization management, made reference to a Ministry of Trade and Industry agreement in 2000 with the Community Network Services Limited, GCNet, to computerize the processing of imports, exports and payments of duties and taxes. However, around 2007, some loopholes were detected in the GCNet system, so the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning entered into another agreement with Bank Switch Ghana Limited for the provision of customers' valuation software to fill up the loopholes in the GCNet system. According to the consultant, the company put up a facility of 40 million Ghana cedis and trained about 40 sales officials to undertake the project. Mr. Akpabli said in 2009, media reports about small practices in revenue collection prompted the president to have a stakeholders meeting to define the activities of GCNet and Bank Switch. He emphasizes that GCNet's duty was to facilitate trade, whereas Bank Switch was to provide valuation services. According to Mr. Akpabli, GCNet manipulated the process such that Bank Switch's contract to provide valuation services was awarded to GCNet.
The Minister of Finance also signed with Bank Switch to do a project. In 2009, they were stopped from operating. Meanwhile, they have put up a facility at Ridge, not free, behind DHL. So they went to court of arbitration and they are claiming relief, 860 million Ghana cedis. If you use one to two to dollar, about $410 million. And that is Titanic. Now we paid them 600,000 Ghana cedis. Up to date, we have paid more than 30 million for doing nothing. Payment was started in 2008. They stopped them from working. They haven't abrogated. So when they stopped them from working in 2009, they stopped them from paying. Then they went to The Hague. When they went to Hague, we started paying them and have paid all their arrears. We are still paying them and they are doing nowhere.
Mr. Akpabli also raised red flags at investigations into the case of an employee of GCNet, Elliot Ansah, who was said to have deleted confidential government information, has told.
From 2006 to 2010, they had an employee called Mr. Elliot Ansah, an IT specialist who deleted data from the server. This gentleman went into the system, deleted data. You are talking about huge millions of dollars and billions of cedis. And with the assistance of some people, he's run away. He's in the UK enjoying himself. Investigation was started. Police got involved. Ghana Interpol got involved. The guy is still there. They have stopped the investigation.
Mr. Akpabli supported his claims with documents from the police CID and the Customs Excise and Preventive Service.
A report filed by Doreen Ampofu and Ruby Papo.